Well, it's great to be here, and you just need to know that I'm not the president yet. I'm the president-elect, and John Davidson is the interim president, and he will continue in that role for a couple weeks or whatever while he and I work out the handoff. But we are here. We thought we were leaving Chicago and coming to where it is warm. We moved in a snowstorm in Chicago, and the last thing I said to my wife as we put the garage door down was, should I bring this snow shovel? And she said, nah. And about an hour and a half from here, on Route 26, coming down from Spartanburg, we got stopped because of the snow, and there was a bad accident. We sat there for 3 hours, and finally we called the school. They said, turn around and go back to Spartanburg and spend the night. But we finally did get here. While we were sitting there, my wife got out in the middle of the interstate and made a big snowman. And if you zip up there quick, you'll still see it. It'll probably be gone in another day or two. We're moving in today into the house out at the end of the point, and there's a big truck out there right now while I'm speaking, and they're unloading the stuff into the house. We're going to be living there at least for the time being, and we may stay there. We don't know. We're also thinking about living in town eventually, but we're just asking the Lord to lead us on that. But for now, we're there. We have a house in Chicago that we're trying to sell, so you can pray with us about that. Has anything been said to the students about the allowance provision in December? No. Full provision of allowances in December. And as you know, there's been a couple months earlier in the year when there were allowance cuts, and they were able to make those up as well. So we can praise the Lord for that. Isn't that correct? No. And John Davidson should really be telling you that, because he has borne the burden of that as the interim president. He has prayed very specifically that God would wonderfully provide before the end of the year, which the Lord did. And but we can all praise the Lord for what he has done and continue to look to the Lord for the full provision of faculty and staff allowances month by month. I want to share one verse with you and then illustrate it with two passages in the Old Testament before we go on into our day-to-day. The verse is 1 Corinthians 15:57. You don't have to turn there unless you want to, but this is what it says. Thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, I think it was Winston Churchill who made the V for Victory sign world famous, and you see that in different settings now, but I wonder if everybody could just do that with me right now. Just put your right hand up and make the V for Victory sign. All right? Now, I'm going to talk about this some more in the months to come with you, but I just want you to know that it is as simple to live in complete victory over self and sin as it is to make the V for Victory sign. It is as simple to live in complete victory over self and sin as it is to make the V for Victory sign. I didn't say it was easy, but I did say it was simple. And the reason why we make it so hard is we make it complicated. But 1 Corinthians 15:57 says that God gives us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, I'm not going to take a show of hands, but I wonder how many of you are feeling, after your Christmas break, are feeling particularly victorious right now, just ready to go, and it was a great time, and if there was time, you'd have been up here and given a testimony. Or I wonder if you're feeling defeated or discouraged as you start out in another semester. Well, I have two words for all of us this morning that I want you to think about The first is, don't presume. Don't presume. And the second word is, don't despair. Don't presume and don't despair. One of my favorite stories in the Old Testament is the conquering of the city of Jericho in Joshua chapter 6. And it's so obvious when you read that passage that God did it. There's no other explanation. God did it. But Joshua 7 comes right after Joshua 6. And in Joshua 7, we have the battle for the city of Ai. And we read that the Israelites decided that since there were only a few people living there, they only needed a few soldiers to go up, and they went up, and they were soundly defeated, and 36 people were killed. The only listed casualties in the war for the Promised Land in the Battle of Ai. And there was tremendous defeat right after tremendous victory. Don't presume. No amount of victory in my past assures me of victory in my present. No amount of victory in my past assures me of victory in my present. Don't presume. Don't just say, well, we did it at Jericho, so we can do it at Ai. Well, you didn't do it at Jericho. God did it, and he's going to have to do it at Ai too. Don't presume. Don't just say, because it went well there, it's going to go well here. Constantly keep your eyes on the Lord. They obviously didn't do that. They trusted in themselves. They fell flat on their faces right after they had great victory. So no amount of victory in my past assures me of victory in my present. But the second word is don't despair. No amount of defeat in my past need rob me of victory in my present. And when you study carefully the plan of God for the conquering of the Holy Land or the Promised Land in the Old Testament, there were three major battles. The Battle of Jericho in the center, and then there was the northern campaign, and there was the southern campaign. And two of the three major victories that were won happened after Ai. Not before. After. Two great victories after the great defeat. So don't despair. Don't despair. I remember very well, as an upperclassman, one of my Christmas vacations as a student at CIU. I had had a tremendous semester in the fall. I went home for the Christmas break and grievously failed the Lord. Not only did I break the rules of the school, I went against that which I knew in my own heart was grievously sinful against God. And I came back to this campus in despair. And the first weekend I was back, I had to go out on field education. And at that time I was teaching Bible in Elgin, South Carolina, about 25 minutes north of here. And I had been teaching the whole first semester, every week, in a high school, teaching Bible. And I had given the gospel, I felt clearly, many times. I had given an open invitation in the classroom because they said we could do that for any students that would like to respond. Nobody did the whole first semester. Came back after Christmas feeling defeated and discouraged. And so I tried my hardest to find somebody who would sub for me and go up and teach Bible at Elgin High School. And I couldn't find anybody. And I had to go myself. And I didn't want to go because I felt like I was totally unworthy to stand up in front of anybody and open God's Word and teach His Word. I had asked the Lord to forgive me. I had asked the Lord to cleanse me. And on the basis of his word, he did. But I didn't feel like it. I felt like I needed a few months of penance before I could get back up and do anything with the blessing of God. So I went with a heavy heart up to Elgin. I taught my lesson. I finished it. I was packing up my stuff. And this great big senior, Ricky Branham, came up to me. And he said, "Can I talk to you?" And I said, "Yes." And I looked at his face, and there were tears just pouring down his face. And I said, "What can I do for you?" He said, "I want to get saved." I hadn't even talked about the gospel plan in my lesson that day. I had earlier. He said, "You've been telling us all year about Jesus, and I want to give my life to him." And I prayed with Ricky Branham, and he received the Lord as his Savior. That was right after a terribly defeated Christmas break. Don't presume, but don't despair. Now listen to this verse in 2 Samuel chapter 12. I love this verse. Listen to this. "Then David said to Nathan, 'I have sinned against the Lord.'" You all remember what's going on here. Okay, David sinned with Bathsheba and everything. God sends Nathan to him, says, "You're the man." He finally realizes it's true. And so David says to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." Now, the thing that's neat about this verse is before you get to the next verse, you don't even have to wait for the next verse. It's in the same verse, verse 13 of chapter 12 of 2 Samuel. David says, "I have sinned against the Lord." And before you get to verse 14, Nathan says, "The Lord has taken away your sin." Can it happen that fast? I believe it. God's forgiveness is immediate. God's forgiveness is complete. And I don't care what happened over your Christmas break. If you turn to him and say, "I ask for your complete and immediate forgiveness," he will give it to you. It's not cheap. It was paid for at a tremendous price. But it's available. He is available to forgive, to cleanse, and to use you like he did me in that high school Bible class right after a terrible Christmas break. So my word to you is, don't presume. No amount of victory in your past assures you of victory in the present. And don't despair. God's forgiveness is immediate and complete. And this, no matter what happened over Christmas break, could be your most victorious semester yet. Do you believe that? Let's pray together. Thank you, Lord, for these testimonies that you, the omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent God, can work in all of our lives at the same time. And we thank you for the things that we've heard today. Just the tip of the iceberg, of course, of all the things that you did and are doing in our lives. And we thank you for those that told about answers to prayer and great victories. But not everybody feels that way right now. And I just want to lift to you any that are here this morning feeling afraid or discouraged or defeated, that you will help them to see that the victory can be theirs through Jesus Christ our Lord and his perfect sacrifice on Calvary's cross. Help them to bring that sin to you, to confess, to repent, and to accept the full and immediate forgiveness that you offer to each one of us. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.